Joining us right now on the Shock Top Hotline presented by Green Beverage, Bart Gregory from the Mississippi State Radio Network. Bart, thanks for the time. I've greatly appreciated. I got a good friend that we actually both know, David Crane, who used to describe certain Sunday mornings of days before the internet as sprint days. Okay? Yep. Sprint days were when Alabama won, Auburn, Tennessee, and Notre Dame lost, and you'd sprint out the door on Sunday morning to grab the paper out of the front yard to read about it. I don't know what the Mississippi State equivalent might be, but I got to imagine part of it has to do with the Dogs winning, the Rebels losing, and State gets to hold on to the number one ranking in America.
Yeah, I'm sure the attendance at the Baptist churches around the state of Mississippi for Mississippi State fans, the attendance was dramatically up. They could not wait to get to the doors on Sunday morning. Yeah, Saturday was a great day. One, you know, you felt like you didn't play your best against the Kentucky team in one. You know, it was funny, Chris. I was sitting at home, and my wife, who is from Birmingham, she was headed back to Birmingham. And I was texting a buddy of mine, and I said, you know what, now I kind of have an idea of what it somewhat feels like to be an Alabama fan, because here we are sitting here, number one in the country, and we're mad because we're winning an SEC game on the road by just 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, over, and I'm with you, a pretty good Kentucky team. They're no question a much-improved squad.
They are. The thing that, Toles is – He burned us the other day running the football. I mean, he's a tremendous talent, and running the football, we were able to run the football again every game this year. Been over 200 yards, and I think once you go to that attack, and we're going to run the football between the tackles, that kind of played itself out. Kentucky, I thought their defensive front was not bad. I mean, they gave up a little over 300 yards to us. Rushing, but at the end of the day, they got some pressure on Dak Prescott, and something that really hasn't been done in the last couple of weeks. And so, yeah, but at the end of the day, they go on the road and win, you'll take it every time.
You got a head coach in Dan Mullen. You know, the program may not have been there, Bart, but he has. And I would imagine the experience of being an assistant under Urban Meyer and the success they had there is probably coming into play more so than any other time, because he's been trying to get Mississippi State to this level. Now that he's got them at the top of the mountain, at least in terms of the rankings, this is something where he's got a little experience, and it seems like he's handling it pretty well. Granted, I know they've only taken the field once as the number one ranked team, but this isn't like they just had their first big game Saturday up there in the Bluegrass.
No, and the thing about Dan is he's very close with his players. He has a very good gauge of those guys. They work hard, but he has a tremendous relationship with his guys. And the thing I thought you saw on Saturday when the team came out somewhat tight is you saw Dan Mullen relax a lot. He was trying to show them on the sideline, hey guys, listen, just go out and play. And he was trying to joke with guys on the sideline. He was making fun and, laughing and joking with guys and saying, hey, you can do better than that, or I'm going to get somebody else in. And, I mean, it was more of a joking around. I'm trying to settle things down. And that's what halftime was as well. He's a guy. Let me tell you, just go out and play. And, when we go out and play, we play with anybody. Just go out and play. And I think, like you said, Chris, having been there and done that, I mean, he has that calming factor with this team.
Talking to Bart Gregory from the Mississippi State Radio Network, the Bulldogs number one in the AP and in the coaches' polls today. And I would assume, number one, when the first and most important poll comes out, 6:30 tomorrow night, I'm going to guess that you would be hard-pressed to find many people in Starkville that aren't around the television watching ESPN at 6:30 tomorrow night in Starkville, because there's so much football to be played. I get that. But that's another one of those that all college football fans are going to have an eye on, because you're not just trying to figure out where your team is if you think pretty comfortably you're one of the top four, but you really want to see who those others are that are right around the mix.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you don't have to look far. I mean, when you look around the SEC West and still have five teams that could win this thing. That's the thing about it is, you know, even though you've had the great year so far, and even though the excitement level's at an all-time high, you still understand at the end of the day, you've got five teams, and you've got some teams in front of you as well, like Alabama and Ole Miss, that have a chance at this thing. And so even though you've got past Auburn, you understand just how good Auburn is. They're going to be in the mix at the very end as well. They've got some tough games on the road. But, you know, that's the thing about it. You know, Florida State, if you look at teams in the top five, Florida State has the easiest trip than anybody. And the bad thing is you're going to play everybody in that top five other than Florida State. So, yeah, everybody's just kind of jumbled in. It's not a situation where you got two teams that are cream of the crop this year and everybody else is just playing, you know, 3-14. You've got about five or six teams in the league this year. Just absolutely unbelievable.
Bart, I get asked this question a lot during the preseason when I go to the alumni groups or different places. How's Alabama going to do? And my answer is the same every year. You got to be good to be in the discussion. You've got to be at the start of the year. You've got to be great to be in the mix late, but you got to be lucky to win the whole thing. And I don't necessarily mean the type of luck that Auburn had in a couple of moments last year. I'm thinking more along the lines, or as much along the lines, of the injury bug, if you're one of those teams that's up front. We just hung up with Brett Norsworthy from Ole Miss, talking about a couple of key losses there in losing a game to LSU. How about Mississippi State? How healthy are the Dogs going into this final month?
Well, very healthy right now. That's the positive. You know, I think Dak got banged up a little bit on Saturday, but everything was just fine with him. Checked out great, and he wore a boot after the ball game. It's more precautionary than anything, and so you know, everybody feels good about where we are right now from an injury standpoint. You know, the thing about, you know, about Mississippi State, about Ole Miss, you know, Alabama, Auburn can get away with it more because of the depth that they've accumulated in years past, especially in the offensive line. Defensively, we're a very deep football team, but you look at some places on that offensive line, you look at Mississippi State on offense with Dak Prescott, there are certain spots where if you do have an injury, like you have with Jamion Lewis, we really didn't miss a step with Jamion being out, even though he's a dynamic player for us. But there are certain spots on the field where you just cannot afford an injury. And so far, we've been able to live through that. And so, and hey, it doesn't matter who you're playing. I mean, you could have injuries cropped up when you play Tennessee Martin in a couple of weeks. And so, like you said, Chris, a lot of it is being lucky. And, you know, a lot of it, too, is, you know, has this dealing with protection. I think our offensive line has been a bright spot this year, a lot better than a lot of people thought. If you'd asked me before the season started what the question mark of this team was going to be, it was going to be the offensive line. They've played so much better past expectations for so many people, and so that's been the whole key. Josh Robinson, the ability to run between the tackles, has taken some pressure off Dak Prescott. And so, but at the end of the day, you know, from an injury standpoint, we're pretty good right now.
Our guests appear courtesy of the Shock Top Hotline, presented by Green Beverage. Talk with Bart Gregory, the Mississippi State Radio Network. All right, how many times a day are you getting hit with the Dan Mullen to Florida question?
You know, not as much as in years past. Not as many times you heard before Muschamp went to Florida. You know, Dan was down there as an assistant coach, and it's just, I don't know, we really haven't heard that much, you know, Dan Mullen to Florida or Dan Mullen to Michigan. It's really been amazing how quiet it's been this year with how we've been playing. So, you know, hey, Chris, with the way the money has gotten now in the Southeastern Conference and the way that, you know, the new television contracts, the SEC network, the thing that that does, even in a place like Mississippi State, is it really, you know, escalates how that job is perceived across the country, where, you know, 10 years ago, you could look around the country and say, hey, there are 25 or 30 jobs that as a head coach you would probably rather have than being a start with Mississippi. Now, with the exposure you have, with the recruiting that you can get in the Southeast, the way that the financial packages are now, I mean, it really limits where you can go now from a Mississippi State, from an Ole Miss, and from a Kentucky, simply because of what you're able to do at those places. So, I mean, you know, that being said, you know, could Dan Mullen leave to go to a high-profile job, a national contender? Absolutely. I mean, anybody probably could, but, you know, I don't know. That's going to be an interesting situation if it occurs.
You know, to further your point, Bart, I talked to a friend who's an administrator in this league several weeks ago, and, you know, we were really talking about a basketball job, and he was telling me that, you know, it's unbelievable the number of guys that are just how tough the route he was going was how tough it is to even get people to talk to you.
Yeah.
For what would be considered, you know, in your mind, a really good job with really good money. But, you know, when you're making a certain amount, people, you know, coaches, I think, are looking around going, you know what, there's quality of life, my family, my assistants, you know, as long as I feel like I can keep my assistants intact, as long as my facilities will allow me to win within my league and keep me competitive within my league and my family likes it, is another million, is another 2 million going to really change my quality of life to where you roll the dice and walk away from something you're happy with, which is why I'm right there with you. I'm not anywhere. I'm not like a lot of people who sit here and think it's a guarantee that Dan Mullen would go anywhere, let alone Gainesville, if he is indeed offered the opportunity.
Yeah. The thing about that particular situation, and yes, you know, the head coach of the University of Florida is a great job. You're working with a great administration. Jeremy Foley is one of the best in the business. But the thing you have to remember about Dan Mullen is he saw up close and personal how it wore on Urban Meyer at the end. Because
sure,
the year that Alabama and Florida were going head-to-head, and Florida was number one in the country the entire year, and, you know, Tim Tebow was a senior, and Urban Meyer was absolutely miserable. You could see it every game. You could see the Florida fan base. Everybody was miserable, even though they were number one, because you're so scared to get knocked off. You know, hey, at the end of the day, is that what you're living for? And knowing that if you're only winning by two touchdowns, you know, you look at the monster that Nick Saban has built at Alabama. You know, 2 weeks ago, he wins against a very physical football team, 14-13. At Arkansas, like we're talking about winning at Kentucky. That's a good win. Arkansas is so physical. They had just come off a roller coaster loss at Ole Miss, Alabama had. And all of a sudden, Nick Saban is faced with, my goodness, you're only winning by 1 point at Arkansas. What's going on? The Alabama dynasty is gone. You know, what's going on? Do you want to be faced with that, or do you want the quality of life? And I mean, that's the nature of the beast. Hey, that's what comes along with being the best conference in the country.
No question. Bart, great stuff. Really appreciate your time, and good luck to the Dogs. I look forward to seeing you here in just a few weeks.
All right, Chris. Appreciate you, man.